Prime Minister's Questions is famed as a political bear pit. And never more so than when the opposition tastes the blood of a deeply wounded leader. Liz Truss's botched mini-budget has left her twisting amidst the wreckage of her unfunded tax cuts, the UK's economy and her political future. Ready with a tally of everything she's been forced to throw overboard was Labour leader Keir Starmer.
I've got the list here. 45p tax cut, gone. Corporation tax cut, gone. 20p tax cut, gone. 2-year energy freeze, gone. Tax-free shopping, gone. Economic credibility, gone. And her supposed best friend, the former Chancellor, he's gone as well. They're all gone. So why is she still here?
Mr. Speaker, I am a fighter and not a quitter.
The problem is, many of her own MPs might secretly be wishing she was a bit more of a quitter. It would save them the headache of ousting their second Prime Minister in less than a year. Polls are screaming at the Conservative Party that they and Liz Truss are profoundly unpopular. But Tory MPs haven't worked out yet what to do about it.
I think it's absolutely clear that Liz Truss is not going to lead the Conservative Party into the next general election. The question is how soon the end comes. And frankly, it would have already happened if the Conservative Party could come up with a mechanism to make sure they could replace her with somebody who was palatable to the MPs and somebody who could unite all sides of the party. They've not been able to do that, so she's still there.
Out in the real world, people are absorbing the latest gloomy inflation figures. 10.1% in the year to September, and the sharpest rise in food prices in 40 years. The Halloween decorations are up in this London cafe, but the real horror is what it costs just to keep running.
In the past few months, the prices of pastries we order on a daily basis, they've gone up by 30%. The prices of the milk has gone up. The prices of the water, electric. We don't have gas, but everything to run a shop is gone up.
Profits are down. The business is suffering. Does Ellie mind who's the Prime Minister?
Anyone who can do the job.
And are they doing the job?
Not at the moment. Definitely not at the moment.
It's a view much of the British public agrees with. But as the government doesn't have to call an election till January 2025, it's a view the British public will have to wait to express in a voting booth. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera.